Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hello there. This is Hoppy Hour, and I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
This show is heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. This show is also heard on Z Radio Live at ZRadioLive.com, which you can listen to on the Odyssey app. And for all the info on this riveting podcast, RyanHoppyRadio.com. Just saying. We have so much to get into. So this show, I don't want to say is just for the hardworking average Joe and Janes that are getting by in life, because I want to include everybody. But this show specifically is for the hardworking guy who gets up at 5:30 in the morning just to get by in life for his family.
Hoppy.
Wrong button. Just to get by in life for his family. And every morning he goes into the car, it's 20 degrees out because he lives in Ohio, a bunch of the snow just goes into his car, and he's in a grumpy mood, and he spills his coffee. But thank God for Hoppy Hour, it put him in a good mood. Or maybe your name is Jane, and you're a hardworking Jane, and you work in a cubicle, and your boss is a real dickhead, and this podcast makes time go by. In my imagination. I can manifest it, right? Yes, I will. All right. We have so much to get into today.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
That's what I do. All right. We're going to begin with Billie Eilish. Ugh.
Billie Eilish is being called out by artist Diamond White for quote unquote stealing part of one of Diamond's songs. And she even provided what she deems as receipts to prove her point.
I mean, you can prove your point all you want. You're never going to win a legal battle against Billie Eilish. You could win a legal battle against Billie Eilish, but then you will be shunned forever. Why? Because you went up against Billie Eilish. And she is such a perfect angel with no flaws and a really good taste in clothing. What I'm saying is everybody takes each other's music. There's nothing original. I mean, just get used to it. You're in the music business. You should be flattered that you want to take your music.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Back in late 2016, Billie Eilish put out her very first single, Ocean Eyes, that would go on to open many doors for her. And just a few years later, Billie would see herself become pretty much the voice of her generation.
Gross.
In other words, the voice of Gen Z.
Trust me, not every single Gen Z is into her. My little cousin, like his friends tell me, not everybody's into him. This idea the media portrays. I think I just referred to Billie Eilish as a him, and I meant to say into her. I do not need anybody getting mad at me about misidentifying Billie Eilish. But what I'm saying, back to my point, is everybody bows down to Billie Eilish in the media. Like, that's the only person that Gen Zers look up to.
And since the release of Ocean Eyes, there's been several posts on social media throughout the years pointing out its similarities with the song Firefighter by Diamond White.
It seems like that lawsuit against Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke from 8 years ago where he took a song. And honestly, copyright and the song Blurred Lines is the least problematic part about the song. Not the whole creepy part about blurring out and not knowing what the hell's going on. Forget about that part of Blurred Lines. The copyright was the big problem there. And the same thing will go here. They might end up losing a lawsuit, having to give a few million here, a few million there. Everything will work out. Why? Because Billie Eilish is a princess and will forever be protected until she becomes irrelevant at 25 and goes to celebrity rehab.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you, because I'm a man of my words, I truly, truly am. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. I don't do that here at Hoppy Hour. So when I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. It's also, why is my voice cracking? It's also the best in the universe. So you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com and there has a list of all the locations within Florida. But don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack if you don't live within Florida. When you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, there has all the info on how you can purchase their product online.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! He never holds back. And he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hello there.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
You can always leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. And with that, you can always text 856-49-HOPPY. Like, because I'm going to get that through the Google Voice number. So you can reach out to me if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, I want to let Hoppy know my opinion on it. You can always get into contact with me on Twitter at Ryan Hoppy Radio and Ryan Hoppy Radio at Gmail.
The wait is over. Selena Gomez's big return to television is finally here as she celebrates the release of Only Murders in the Building with her friends on TikTok. And her TikTok antics have fans also wondering if she could be featured on Drake's new album.
That's what you call it.
So let's get into this.
Yeah.
After months of buzz around Selena Gomez's latest acting project, which led to lots of...
Trust me, the buzz might be within Selena Gomez's fan base, but I didn't hear one person go, did you hear about the new acting opportunities for Selena Gomez? I'm so excited. Get the hell out of here.
Spoilers leaked by fans and paparazzi alike.
Yeah, they just used the word fans. So your average Joe isn't going, oh my God, I can't wait for Selena Gomez's new music. But her fans, yes.
Project, which led to lots of spoilers leaked by fans and paparazzi alike. I mean, who could forget those images of Selly being arrested while covered in blood? Only Murders in the Building has officially been released on Hulu.
Oh, I must have missed it.
And Selena being as relatable as always.
Oh yeah, when I think of relatable, I think it's Selena Gomez.
Fangirled over her own show in a TikTok she posted right after its release where we see her getting ready to watch it with friends.
Ooh, she's got friends. Wow. I bet they're hanging out with her just because they're friends, not the perks.
What are we watching, Sel?
We're watching Only Murders in the Building!
Yeah. cutie pie so high.
We just hope that her friends know how lucky they are that they get to watch it with Selena's commentary and inside scoop.
I'm sure she was a delight to watch that with. Oh, during this scene, the sidekick on the side of the screen is a complete tool. I bet she's so complimentary of everything during her own show. She has no critiques at all. It wouldn't be like watching a show with a backseat driver. I'm sure Selena Gomez the whole time is so pleasant.
But anyway, Selly took to her Instagram to share a few pictures on the set of Only Murders in the Building, where we see her interacting with comedy legends Steve Martin and Martin Short, as well as the production crew.
Wow, it's so cool. She's hanging out with a bunch of washed up boomers. Woo! Riveting entertainment. Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. What a comedic duo.
She captioned her post, Only Murders in the Building is finally streaming on Hulu.
Finally!
I'm so proud and beyond excited for y'all to watch this one.
Y'all. Gotta relate to my fans in the South. Gotta use a word like y'all.
I hope you have as much fun watching it as we had making. Love you.
Making love?
Guys, and if you're thinking about binge watching this series, think again, as only the first three episodes are made available immediately, and the remaining episodes will be released every Tuesday until its season finale on October 5th.
Yeah, this is utterly BS. Oh, it's making me mad. No, not Joe Biden. No, I'm just kidding, not really. What I'm saying is the Hulu, HBO Max, Paramount Plus, Netflix, they're now releasing shows week by week. And I've heard a lot of the Gen Z and millennials that didn't pay attention growing up that are going, that's pretty cool that HBO Max and all these different services are chopping it up week by week. And my answer to that is, go fuck yourself, HBO Max and Paramount Plus. Why is that my answer? To go fuck yourself. And this show represents me and not my coworker. So I'm saying to go fuck yourself, HBO Max. Because when I pay, I use my friend's password allegedly. I would never do that. So when I'm using a way to get into your service, I am not, trying to wait week by week by week to see a new show. I want to have it all, man. Oh, thank God. Not only are all the prices of all the services combined going to be like having cable, now we literally have cable. We're moving backwards.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I mean, get the hell out of here. We're literally moving backwards. Now you got to pay $100 for all the services? And you got to wait week by week?
Shut up!
I mean, we might as well go back on AOL and just go and use AIM. Hi, how are you? Might as well go back on MySpace, please. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I am a man of my words. You go to FitSageFitness.com. There, you can message him. And if you live within the Tampa Bay area, you can always work out with Devin Prasad. But if you don't live within the Tampa Bay area, you can always work out with Devin Prasad. You know why? Because if you're not within Tampa Bay, you can do virtual workouts. And he will change your life forever. He's also a sage, so he will give you great advice. And he also wants to see all his clients improve. So he will always do great. And he's made me get into shape. So he is amazing. But listen, I could sit around every show and tell you to go on Instagram and add fit_sage_fitness. And now you could go to fitsagefitness.com. I could say all that. I could even turn my mic up or my mic down. But listen, you got to make it happen, man. You can't just keep sitting around listening to me promote this. No. You got to go to fitsagefitness.com. And when you go there, tell them I sent you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
What?
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Live from St. Petersburg, you are tuned into Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listen to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Bada event, but some fans are calling them out for twerking.
Oopsie doopsies, I didn't have that completely loaded. All right, here we go.
Megan Thee Stallion, Normani, and Ciara were all spotted partying at a recent Dolce & Gabbana event.
And I'm sure they're vaccinated and totally 6 feet apart.
But some fans are calling them out for twerking. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Dolce & Gabbana recently hosted a star-studded three-day event in Italy. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, Meg Thee Stallion, Normani, and Ciara were all in attendance.
Oh, that sounds like a beautiful room. But it smelled like fancy, expensive, sexy perfume.
Things got interesting, however, when clips of the trio having an impromptu twerking session to the song Mambo Italiano during the...
Hell yeah! Who's complaining about that? Ciara, Megan Thee Stallion, and Normani twerking? I mean, that's like every man's dream.
The event actually went viral. And while some fans love seeing the three of them having fun and...
Like me.
And dancing during a fashion event that's typically known for being stuffy...
Yeah, real stuffy.
Others quickly took to Twitter and Instagram to share that they thought twerking was not okay at that type of event.
You're just jealous. Insert Karen here. Insert Ian here. You're just jealous that you weren't invited to a party like that. And that you're never going to be as successful as anybody at the party. And you're a loser. So you're commenting behind a keyboard about millionaire celebrities you'll never meet twerking at an event you'll never be invited to. Who's the loser there? It would be you.
One Twitter user reshared a tweet of the twerking video, simply adding, quote, classless.
Well, I bet you're a missionary queen.
Another user tweeted,
Just get used to it. I'm at least giving you sex. I might just be laying there doing missionary, but I'm giving you sex. That's the type of person that complains about Ciara, Normani, and Megan dancing at a fancy event and twerking barely. It's the type of girl that goes, hey, well, I don't really do any positions with my boyfriend, but I do missionary. He should be honored and privileged that he gets to have boring intercourse with me.
Quote, twerking at a classy show like Dolce & Gabbana, excuse me?
Oh my God, can I have another order of an avocado toast, please? It's that type of person.
And when Pop Crave reposted some of the call-outs to Instagram, some followers agreed that they should take their twerking elsewhere.
No. I mean, you can take it to my apartment. I don't want.
One IG user commented, quote, they are right. There is a time and a place to do that. That's a serious party, not a Vegas party or something.
What's wrong with a Vegas party?
And another commenter who was actually a fan said, quote, I don't know. I definitely appreciate three of them artists, but I feel like it's a high-class event and what they did is cool actions, but the wrong place.
No, I mean, it's perfectly fine. Also, I feel like Ciara was just wanting to show off her goodies. Get what I did there. She was wanting to look beautiful. And you know, Russell, it's Wilson. I always get him. I don't get him and Russell Westbrook mixed up at all, but sometimes the wrong name mixes up. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback, Russell Wilson, a very proper guy. You know, a very stoic man. You know, very proper. You know, very to the point. I don't think he would really appreciate her going out there dancing, working at a gala event. I feel like he's like, oh, Sierra's going back to when she was dating Future. This is a little bit of the Sierra I'm not really digging. I'm not really a fan of this. So, Russell Wilson, the husband of, you know, Sierra, he has a video called Unlimited, where he talks about how he's Mr. Unlimited, and this is who Rihanna, or this is who Sierra's married to, and you wonder why she was having a crisis.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know.
Yeah.
Real exciting. Yeah, I'm real exciting. But anyways,
you're weird.
Everybody has to have an alter ego, right? Yeah. And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego.
What is it?
His name's Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
You gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you wanna do in life or where you wanna go, you gotta be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
I'm gonna twerk at an event.
Unlimited.
I'm Sierra.
Who's your role model, Russell?
When you're twerking at the club, that's my role model.
Who is your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll, they think this person, think that person. Mm. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited, Tom.
And now you see why Sierra, when she's out and about, has to go back to her mid-2000 self. She's dating a very proper heterosexual man. You know, there's a little bit of a side of her that she feels like she can't always be. This next headline, the doozy.
Police in Mississippi are looking for the man who they say accosted an MSNBC reporter during his hurricane coverage.
Craig, I'm going to toss it back to you because we have a person who needs your help right now.
Hey.
Gulfport police issued an arrest warrant for this man.
I'm a Republican guy. I have to go and tell MSNBC their fake news during a hurricane. And then if you think I'm liberal and I'm siding with the liberals, no, liberals are douchebags too. But I hate these Republicans. I gotta let them know that Blue Lives Matter. I gotta let them know that Trump should not have been impeached, and I want to let them know that Trump was robbed of the election. That's the type of person who's going to go up and try to hurt somebody who's doing an MSNBC broadcast about a hurricane. Politics, fuck you.
Benjamin Eugene Dagley of Wooster, Ohio, who they say is the man.
Somebody from Ohio doing something weird? That never happens. Ohio's such a normal, mentally stable place.
Eugene Dagley of Wooster, Ohio, who they say is the man seen confronting MSNBC reporter Shaquille Brewster as he was reporting live on Tropical Storm Ida.
Yeah.
The video shows a white pickup truck pull over right behind Brewster as he's reporting.
I'd run then.
A man gets out of the vehicle and starts running over to the crew.
Yeah, he didn't take his schizophrenia meds that day.
I think we even have a random person going around. You know, I'm going to turn this way because, you know, we deal with...
I turn the camera over here. We're doing a live broadcast about a hurricane.
Some people every once in a while, but...
And then we got some dumbass Trumper over here trying to spread some news. Whatever the hell he's doing.
The suspect continued to yell at the crew off camera. And
you guys are reporting the fake news. I read on Parler that you guys are all into the Pizzagate. Every one of you at the five-letter network known as MSNBC, man. Oh, God.
And then turn back to Brewster, who had to...
And don't think that I'm siding with the liberals, because every pretentious liberal asshole watches MSNBC. I hate all the news networks. They bring so much anger and fear to our society. And we get brainwashed by it. Because we think they're reporting the news to us. So I hate all of them. But the unhealthy hatred that the Trumpers have towards MSNBC is nauseating. And then the unhealthy fascination that liberals have with MSNBC is unhealthy. Oh, wait. I think I have it figured out. all of politics is unhealthy.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
And I should not have ended that rant by saying, I think I have it all figured out, because I always have it all figured out. Always. Because I am a man with no flaws. I am a man who's doing so well in life.
Shut up!
All right. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Let me tell you. You can go anywhere and just get your run-of-the-mill midlife crisis. This guy with huge muscles opens up this gym, and you can have average boxing classes where you're more going to be teaching yourself than the teacher actually teaching you. Do you want that? Do you want to get into shape? Yes. Do you want to have a good boxing trainer? Yes. But do you want just a normal run-of-the-mill? I mean, maybe if you're an adequate average person. But if you want the best, and I mean the elite, I mean the GOAT, and everybody throws around the word GOAT, but when I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2722nd Street in St. Petersburg, when I tell you, let me catch my breath, that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all time, I'm a man of my words. They can be reached at 727-821-4097. That's 727-821-4097. AmirAcademy.com, and class is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. I'm there working out, getting my workout on, and I look like a baby giraffe. So if you see me there, just pretend I'm not there.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Five, six, 49 hobby. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, brah.
Hoppy Hot Topic.
All right. We all have very short lives. Some are longer than others, so I'm not going to spend too much time talking about the royal family, but I am going to spend some time talking about the royal family. Is that a deal? Okay.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Alrighty.
There's a conversation with you.
With Harry.
Can you imagine getting into an argument with Oprah? She's so passive aggressive and spaces out all her words that you forget what you were going to originally say because she's a hypnotizing psychopath.
There's a conversation with you.
With Harry.
About how dark your baby is going to be.
Potentially, and what that would mean or look like.
It felt for a moment they're gonna say who said it.
The couple did consider the options when it came to revealing the name of the person that had made the racist comments about the color.
There's times that I want money, 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 money. There's times I want fame, 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 fame. But then there's times I look at the royal family and I'm like, thank God I'm an average Joe.
Archie skin, and we don't know whether it was perhaps a future heir to the throne that made those comments, the queen made,
or an intern.
It clear it was going to be discussed privately, but also at the same time, you know, we haven't seen the royal family condemn racism in any way.
That's a good 28 point. Pages of more royal bombshells are out today in
Yeah, you didn't really see that. Like, they were denying all the allegations, but you never heard one of the royal family members from the PR team go, yeah, but racism is not cool at all. We were kind of waiting on that, and it wasn't really coming. We were going, when the hell is the royal family going to condemn racism?
Time, you know, we haven't seen the royal family condemn racism in any way.
Nope.
28 pages of more royal bombshells are out today in Finding Freedom's epilogue, including...
Oh, a book about it. Oh, it sounds so riveting. But here I am covering it, so am I any different?
The fact that Oprah had just one weekend to prepare for their sit-down.
Oh, what a hard-hitting interview Oprah did. Oh, it looked like she put in so much prep.
Harry and Meghan wanted to speak out months earlier.
Do you think that they were happy with...
All right, I don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. When I tell you it's 856-494-6773, you can tweet at me, man. You can always tweet at me. I'm always there hanging out on Twitter. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can also email me. If you're traditional, if you're old school, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. What the hell is going on with Kourtney Kardashian? I told you since day one that Scott Disick is a problem. I told you since day one. Hey, my girlfriend's in the room. I told you since day one that this guy is creepy, that the whole idea that everybody needs the approval of whoever Kourtney Kardashian is by Scott Disick, that was very sociopathic, but everybody called me crazy. All 70 of my downloads, everyone said, you're crazy, Hoppy. You're out of this world. Never happened. Everybody said, oh, Hoppy, it's never going to happen with Scott Disick. This never happened. But I did call it.
Kourtney Kardashian's ex, Eunice Benjamin, is calling out her other ex, Scott Disick, over an alleged direct message he claims he received from the father of three.
How dumb. I mean, we know that Scott Disick is dumb because when he talks, it's literally like he has a few of the salt. Like, let's say you were to grab a saltine cracker, like the blandest saltine cracker ever, and you were to crunch it up. Imagine what a crunched up saltine cracker looks like. And that's what the brain of Scott Disick looks like. There's not much going on there. We're waiting to hear him say something smart. So this is not a very smart individual. This is not a very good person. This is not somebody I would want to date my daughter. This is not somebody I would want to hang out with. So when I hear that he's sending DMs back in the day to other people that were banging Kourtney Kardashian after they mutually split up, I'm not really surprised. And the fact that he's very famous and thinks this would never get out shows that he's a sociopath and not all there.
It all went down Monday night after the 28-year-old model, who dated Court on and off for years prior to her current relationship with Travis Barker,
Eskimo Brothers, half of Hollywood,
to his Insta stories to share a screenshot of some DMs he claims are from Scott. The alleged post includes a pic of Courtney straddling Travis while kissing him on their current Italian vacation.
It's very weird, man. Like, I get that everybody has sex, man. And Travis Barker has to let us know that he's having sex with Kourtney, And he's rubbing it into his ex's face when she used to rub it in his face. Both of them. But what I'm saying is, I'm glad that Travis Barker thinks he needs to go out and always show off the PDA of him and Kourtney, but it makes you wonder how legitimate and how real the relationship is, that they always have to show, here we are, basically fucking on a boat in public. Not quite, because our clothes are on and we're not inside of each other, but we're basically fucking.
And the message, allegedly sent by Scott, reads, quote, yo, is this chick okay? Bro, like, what is this? In the middle of Italy.
That was his name.
Eunice's response, quote, doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy. P.S. I ain't your bro.
Scott Disick's a creep.
Eunice added a note to the screenshot writing, quote, "Keep the same energy you had about me publicly, privately."
Ooh, shots fired. Everyone out here throwing shots. Yes, I will take a fireball with that.
But he wasn't done. Eunice added another slide writing, "Couldn't miss this one. He'd been playing around for too long. Tried to stay quiet and be the nice guy."
Yeah.
ET has reached out to Courtney, Scott, and Eunice for comment.
You know Courtney's not happy about this. She just wants Scott to go away. Like, she goes, we'll let him be a creep.
Of course, Scott, as well as several other members of the Poosh founder's family, expressed some dislike for Eunice during the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion special back in June.
"It seems like you get really upset when Courtney is linked to other guys."
Yeah.
"Me?
Yeah.
No. No."
"Me? The guy with no personality? And I'm lucky that I'm rich and famous and that's why I get beautiful women? Me being jealous of Courtney? Nah.
No?
No. I just want to kill them."
In this.
Everyone's laughing at you.
What did he say?
He said, "I just want to kill them."
"You just want to kill them. Okay. Okay. Is he?"
Scott Disick.
Well, the last guy, let's all be honest.
Nobody was happy with the last one.
So, really?
Yeah. Scott and everyone else didn't like him.
Try to still support.
I was. God, I just feel like I lost IQ points listening to the whole conversation. Scott, when they're all talking over each other and you can't edit out the scenes, it's just like, oh my God. Kind of like this podcast.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, that he is the best DJ and the best printer in all of the Bay Area, I am a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. I would not steer you the wrong way. I would not give you fake news. I would always be truthful with you. When I tell you to go to WestchasePrinting.com, because there you can get posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need printed. And when you get that invoice, you are already going to be hooked up with an amazing deal. Because that's just how DJ Tone Tampa works. But listen. I know I'm going crazy. I know I'm a little hyper tonight. But if you're going to listen to anything I say, listen to this. You are already going to be hooked up with a great invoice. But if you say that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, you're going to get hooked up even more.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Sort of like you did in the alley of Ybor City last week. Better go to the HPV clinic.
"Someone hooked me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people."
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Once again, I think you are very aware of the phone number, but if you are not, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. For all the links of all the podcasting apps my show is on, ryanhoppyradio.com. You can always Snapchat me. No nudes, because I have a hot girlfriend, and I don't cheat. At Hoppy Radio on Snapchat. All right, we have so much to get into. And yes, eating is cheating. Let's begin here.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Speaking of a relatable relationship.
Tom Holland nearly broke the internet when they were spotted kissing in LA earlier this year.
Yeah, Tom Holland and Zendaya are dating. Woohoo! News that improves my day and my bank account.
And now it appears Tom may be confirming their relationship. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it.
Fans have suspected or at least hoped for a romance between Zendaya and Tom ever since catching their on-screen chemistry in Spider-Man Homecoming back in 2017.
And oh yeah, that was such a good movie. Wrong button. That was such a good movie. I did it every show. That Spider-Man from 2017 was one of the worst movies I've ever seen because it was like when woke culture was just beginning and they had to be political, man. But you know the rule on the show.
Ryan Hoppe, he's definitely not woke.
I'm woke enough. But, I mean, come on now. We don't need the movies to be woke. Go away.
And even though they seem to constantly be dropping hints, like the time Tom admitted that Zendaya was his first celebrity crush, mm-hmm. the co-stars have constantly denied relationship rumors.
I mean, again, relationship rumors. That doesn't mean they're not banging each other out.
But back in July, a photo of them kissing while riding together in LA surfaced, unofficially confirming what fans hoped was true, that Zendaya...
Why would a fan hope? Because that means they care. And why should you care who they're dating? Millionaire celebrities you're never gonna meet.
Zendaya and Tom were clearly together. Mm. Now, after being spotted together at restaurants, hanging out off set, and most recently at a friend's wedding together, yeah. it looks like there's even more evidence that the couple is official. Tom took to Instagram to celebrate Zendaya's 25th birthday and posted a never-before-seen adorable and candid selfie of the couple on set. He captioned in the post, quote, "My MJ," in reference to her character in Spider-Man.
I was about to say, don't go to Never Everland.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
This following segment was brought to you by Hoppy Radio, which is on every single podcasting platform by searching Hoppy Radio.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
What the hell is going on over at Jeopardy? A lot of HR calls.
This morning, for a show built around questions, Jeopardy's future may be the hardest one of all.
Yeah, they're like, Alex, please come back.
The show, once known for its no-frills, soothing consistency, has been dogged by controversy and drama as it searched for a new host, now an executive producer. Mike Richards is now out of that role less than 2 weeks after stepping down as the new Jeopardy host.
Yeah.
Welcome to Jeopardy.
Sony Pictures Television on Tuesday.
I'm going to pull down my pants and you will all cover your eyes.
Removed Richards entirely from both Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, writing in part, "We had hoped that when Mike stepped down from the host position at Jeopardy, it would have minimized the disruption and internal difficulties we have all experienced these last few weeks." That clearly has not happened.
So they basically said over at Sony Pictures Television that we don't really want to get rid of him. He's a very good producer. We're just thinking if we get rid of him as a host, that we can keep him around. But in 2021, everybody's woke. Everybody's easily offended. Everybody wants to cancel everybody. So then we realized in the end that we had to get rid of Mike.
The announcement ends the saga of controversy around Richards, but still leaves Jeopardy without a permanent public face.
Who cares?
After months of celebrity guest hosts, yeah. Richards was announced as the permanent successor to famed host Alex Trebek.
And honestly, if he wasn't a creep, it probably would have worked out.
We were looking for the Poe.
Almost immediately, Richards and Jeopardy found themselves embroiled in a string of controversies, mm-hmm. culminating with a bombshell report by The Ringer that revealed a series of disparaging remarks Richards made on a podcast in 2013 and 14.
It's called the Ran Dumb Podcast. Get it? Like R-A-N-D-O-M, but they had it as D-U-M-B, like dumb, random.
About people with mental disabilities, Jewish people.
That's not good.
Sexist jokes about women's bodies. One of the game's most dominant players, James Holzhauer, tweeting, "Do I think Mike Richards' podcast comments were appropriate for polite society? No. But did he deserve the benefit of the doubt for the job he did running Jeopardy? Also no."
I mean, this is a show that when you watch it, you talk back to your television because you're answering the questions as if you're on.
Well, that's because you're a weird kid woman.
On the show. So you really want the people to like the host.
Maya Bialik is expected to remain the host of Primetime Jeopardy and will be...
Gross. She is nauseating as hell.
The first guest host in place of Richards. Sony.
All righty, we're good. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. I see this from the Daily Mail. Real Housewives alum and vaccine skeptic Vicky Gunvalson tests positive for COVID, but says she's just battling an unknown cold as she admits it breaks her heart to learn her son got vaccinated. Man. So I'm very indifferent about the anti-vaxxers because I was like, not anti-vax, but it was like so much work to go to Publix and sit down for 5 minutes and get vaccinated. I got vaccinated in May, part one, and then part two in the beginning of August when I was going to Chicago for the morning show boot camp because I was going to see my 89-year-old cousin. I didn't want to get him sick, blah, blah, blah. And what's funny is it ended up kind of working out because one of my really close mentors ended up dying of COVID, and it's because of the Delta variant, and he wasn't... vaccinated. So what I'm saying is this is like, there's some people that are so anti-vax that when they die, a lot of people go, ha ha, they deserve it. They were anti-vax. And I maybe would have had that opinion 6 months ago, but now that I lost one of my closest mentors to it, you go, maybe we just need to spread more awareness. I don't know what the hell the awareness would be, but I think we need to be kinder to each other. This is also from the Daily Mail, and I'm not going to get very political on the show. We don't get political because I want to have as many listeners as possible. And when you get political, you're guaranteeing to alienate at least 50% of your audience. But I will say, this next headline made me angry. It really pissed me off. It says here, George W. Bush defends decision to protect the American people by going into Afghan after 9/11 in new interview to mark 20 years since terror attack that killed almost 3,000. And that's all we're going to talk about it. He's going to be in a new BBC documentary about 9/11. And here is what, and again, if I was on the radio or if you were to syndicate this show and you're listening this foreign, I appreciate it, but I'm going to say because it's a podcast, it's such fucking horseshit that he's not being given any of the anger, that no one is crucifying him. Now, do I think it's healthy to always crucify politicians who don't care about us and are elitist millionaires and wouldn't look at us if we were laying on the ground with a broken leg? Do I think it's healthy to get mad over that? No. But if you're going to get mad about Joe Biden pulling out, and if you're going to get mad about Donald Trump or Barack Obama and all these people the last 15 years, what about the guy that got us into the war, George Bush? Excuse me here. I don't know what universe we are living in where George Bush didn't begin the war and isn't getting any criticism. But if you were to tell me in 2008, 13 years ago, how is that 13 years ago? But if you were to tell me then that we would completely have apologists for George Bush and that there would be almost no anger, I would be like, what are you talking about? He's the most hated man ever. But it's funny how time heals all wounds, and it's utter BS. If you're going to get mad at Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Barack Obama, all the people that were in the war and were always being crucified for what they were doing in the war, what about George Bush? You know, he's got to be sitting in his little Texas mansion like the fucking jackass that he is. I've heard he's the nicest guy. That's why he does it, because he knows he's a fucking moron that has no IQ in his brain. So he's always had to be likable to get by. You know, he's sitting in his mansion going, thank God for Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. Everybody forgot it was me. Oh, burn in hell. Cancel culture causes Comedy Central to yank Diversity Day episode of The Office. I remember when Comedy Central was good. George Bush was also president. And Britney Spears was making the news. Funny how everything repeats itself.
Britney Spears' lawyer claims her dad, Jamie Spears, is trying to extort millions to step down as conservator of her estate.
Not surprising. Jamie Lee Spears going out like the scumbag that he is? What a surprise. No one saw that coming. Yeah.
13 years of the status quo, my firm and I would move aggressively and expeditiously.
Okay. What a big word by a badass lawyer.
File a petition to suspend and remove James P. Spears. We look.
You know the way he said that, Spears. I gotta put an emphasis on it because I'm an elite rich lawyer. Jamie Spears.
Remove James P. Spears.
Spears.
We look forward to litigating the matter in court.
In new docs obtained by ET, Britt's attorney Matthew Rosengart alleges that Jamie is seeking $2 million in payments.
Ah, what a douchebag. I'm going to run your life and ruin your life for 13 years and pretend that I care about you as a father, but can I have $2 million on the way out, bitch? Man.
That includes $1.3 million in attorney's fees, $500,000 to Britney's former management company, and additional payments to Jamie himself.
What a scumbag.
ET has reached out to Jamie for comment.
Yeah, you're not getting a comment from that lucky, deadbeat piece of garbage father. I gotta skip over that. They're playing some music.
Inside the docs filed by Rosengart, he writes, quote, Mr. Spears' blatant attempt to barter suspension and removal in exchange for approximately $2 million in payments on top of the millions already reaped from Ms. Spears' estate by Mr. Spears and his associates is a non-starter. He goes on to defend Britney, insisting she will not be, quote, bullied or extorted by her father, and says
But she is, though.
Jamie does not have the right to try to hold his daughter hostage by setting the terms of his removal.
But the problem is he's a conservator, so he can do what the hell he wants.
Britt's attorney is also asking the court for the suspension and removal of Jamie as soon as possible. Something this.
Yeah, you know that's a big thing with Britney. Get rid of him already!
69-year-old Louisiana native agreed to do last month, but only when the time is right.
Yeah.
Jamie also noted at the time that he'll work with the court on an orderly transition.
Oh, thank God we're getting the great orderly transition of the great conservator known as Jamie Spears. Oh, we get to be around your greatness and your planning of how you've exploited your daughter for 13 years. Oh, we get to go out your way. Oh, thank God, you fucking scumbag.
Last month, but only when the time is right.
Yeah, we gotta wait for my time.
Jamie also noted at the time that he'll work with the court on an orderly transition.
Yeah.
This is just a groundbreaking day.
Yeah. ET spoke with legal...
That was kind of rude the way they played that. It's like a video of her crying with mascara. And they're like, this is a groundbreaking day. Us celebrity news reporters, we pretend to care about Britney, but all we do is exploit her.
This is just a groundbreaking day.
ET spoke with legal expert Rachel Stockman shortly after Jamie announced his decision to step down.
What he's saying in what he just filed in court is that he is willing to step down in the best interests of Britney Spears. However, he wants to talk to all the parties and he wants...
Yeah, he's trying to postpone it as long as possible.
To get a plan in place.
Yeah, we gotta have a plan. I've had no plan my whole life and I got lucky that my daughter's talented, but we gotta have a plan now.
Make sure it's done in a...
Because when I think of a guy that's always had everything planned out, I think of the talentless piece of garbage hack known as Jamie Lynn Spears living off of his daughters. That's the guy that's always got everything so planned out.
Parties and he wants to get a plan in place to...
And we have some breaking news. I'm recording this on Wednesday, September 1st, and it's coming in. This is coming in at 7:28 p.m. Britney Spears will not be charged over housekeeper's battery allegations. Oh yeah, there was all the allegations that like the person was like watching her dog and she got mad, she started hitting him. I bet the like housekeeper was just mad. She's like, Britney left bruises on me. And then the court's like, man, we've been through enough paperwork.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
This following segment, man. What else do I got? Oh, yeah, Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop. Over at Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop, over on Kennedy Boulevard. That's what I was trying to say. At Salon Loft, next door to McDonald's. But you gotta sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com or get the Salon Loft app. But, like, you gotta book ahead of time because he's manly. He's always booked up. Dude, there's times I have to wait to get a haircut. That's why I look like a lesbian chipmunk when my hair's long. So go to richkbarber.com. What a transition. And there you can get a beard trim. You can get life advice. You can get a haircut. Sign up for the appointment. And when you sit down in that seat, tell him I sent you and he'll hook you up.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Out.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. In like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Here's Ryan Hoppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Mahomes has major love for Brittany Matthews.
Of course he does until he cheats on her. Because it's somebody he's been with since the beginning. So you know the side chicks will be coming soon. Coming very soon.
The athlete took to Instagram on Tuesday to pin a touching tribute to his fiance on her 26th birthday.
Right? Oh, I'm sure they're going to be together forever and ever. Remember Russell Wilson's first marriage? Just saying. I'm just saying.
Happy birthday to my best friend,
yeah.
The best mom, and my future wife. Love you. Brittany also took to the gram to reveal the sweet way her man surprised her on her big day, revealing that he threw her a pretty epic party.
Yeah,
he
did.
Best birthday ever. Patrick.
He's got to make up for all the side chicks that don't exist.
Thank you for making all my birthday wishes come true. Thank you for making me feel so special. Thank you for surrounding me with all my friends and making it the best night ever. Thank you for putting so much thought into this and filling my heart with so much love.
Yeah.
She ended the post by thanking her pals for celebrating with her, saying,
yeah.
To everyone who came and all my besties, y'all freaking rock. Also, thanks for taking all the shots with me. Brittany also shared another sweet message to Patrick on her Instagram story.
I all of a sudden don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes are one of the tightest celebrity couples, but...
Yeah, like a Jewish wife.
Camila just shared that at the start of their relationship, she didn't even think Shawn loved her back. Let's get into it.
That's how I felt at the beginning of my relationship.
It's been 6 years since Camila and Shawn officially became a couple, and this week on The Late Late Show, Camila relived some of their early and awkward relationship experiences.
Don't we all go through that?
Chatting with host James Corden, Camila recalled...
No. My life's too short to listen to James Corden. When I tell you he puts the ack in hack, he does.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and we're kicking this one off with Lil Nas X and Tony Hawk because it seems...
What a combination, Lil Nas X and Tony Hawk.
There's no bad blood here, no pun intended either.
Got it.
Recall the Old Town Road rapper called out critics for going easy on the famous skater for his blood-infused skateboard, compared to how people responded to the rapper's LNX kicks with bloody soles.
Well, that is actually a great point by Lil Nas X.
Despite this tweet, Lil Nas X posted some photos and videos of himself skateboarding with a pro, indicating that all is well between the two.
All is well when you are a walking publicity stunt.
Moving on to Ariana Grande, the singer is set to join the new season of NBC's The Voice as
Let's learn about auto-tune and how to sound like an auto-tuned angel, ask T-Pain.
One of the coaches, and she is bringing everything with her, including her very own Thank You Next button. People Magazine.
Thank You Next was like my song of 2018 after I got dumped. I was like, this song relates to me.
Released an exclusive first look of the show, and Ariana can be seen for the first time in action in the coach's big red chairs.
Yeah.
At one point during the trailer, while sitting alongside fellow coaches Blake Shelton, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson, the singer shared that she is super moved by how brilliant the performers are. Are you guys excited to see Ariana host The Voice?
No.
Let us know in the comments. Switching gears to Billie Eilish and internet trolls. Just 1 month after her sophomore album, Happier Than Ever, released, the singer is opening up about how she has handled the good and the bad critiques of her music.
You know, it really bothers her when she gets bad critiques. She can go, I'm so woke. And she sounds very quiet and moody. I'm so woke and I don't care at all about the haters. But then I spend 5 minutes talking about the haters that I don't care about because deep down I care about the haters.
Music. Billie told The Hollywood Reporter that she's just been ignoring it. The singer...
Oh, I'm sure you haven't looked at any of it.
I've been scared that people are going to hate it, so I don't really know how well it's doing.
Oh, wow.
Maybe during the VMAs.
Nah, that's not true. You're getting numbers from Spotify.
She will see just how much people love her new music, as she is nominated for 5 awards.
Oh, no big deal.
But all right, now onto your favorite rock star couple, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
They just give me herpy vibes.
The rocker recently called out Meg for having his picture as her lock screen in a not-so-cheesy kind of way.
I'm cheesy, then. I got my hot-ass girlfriend as my lock screen.
The actress posted a photo of herself running errands in a lime green bodysuit with a denim fit, and fans peeked a small glimpse of her phone screen.
So her phone screen's crazy. It's wild. Who cares?
But all right, let's start with Jay-Z, because the rapper hosted a party for the 18th anniversary of his New York City 4040 Club.
Where was my invite?
And while there, he gushed about his beautiful wife, Beyonce.
Who he doesn't cheat on at all anymore. Oh, their relationship is so healthy, and he is not whipped at all. Everything is 50-50 in that relationship.
How could he not? She's perfection, you know?
Yeah, she is.
During an interview on the...
Beyonce has no flaws at all, like all humans don't.
Red carpet, Jay-Z told Entertainment Tonight why he loves collaborating with her.
Why?
And complimented the singer's attention to detail.
Because hanging out with her makes it harder to be around side chicks, and you love her kind of, but you keep going to side chicks.
Calling her an incredibly hard worker, super talented, and very inspiring.
Oh, cool.
So sweet. Okay, but switching gears.
That was passive aggressive by that reporter. So sweet. So sweet. I'm dying alone.
Okay, but switching gears to Lizzo, because she upset some stans this weekend.
She upsets everybody. I don't think she's a very happy person. I'm Lizzo, and I'm going to have sex with Chris Evans. I'm coming for you, Chris, but if a male did this to a woman, it wouldn't be acceptable. She's a walking double standard.
The singer took to Twitter.
And a walking case of diabetes.
Share her thoughts on who holds the title as the king and queen of pop music, and she named the notable siblings Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson. Now, this might seem like an obvious pick for some, but it definitely ruffled some feathers for Madonna fans. One person tweeted,
she has fans that are on social media.
People are entitled to their opinions, but there is only one queen of pop, and that's Madonna.
And she is the queen of every room she walks into smelling like bleach.
Another person,
I wonder why.
even created a whole thread thoroughly explaining why Madonna is the queen of pop and not Janet. Who do you...
Whatever, man. Whatever! Madonna. You know, she's a fun time.
Donda album. The 27-track project finally released yesterday, but of course not without causing a bit of controversy. For starters, hours after the album appeared on streaming services, Kanye West posted a photo on Instagram and accused his record label Universal of releasing the project without his consent.
You know, that his record label's a little freaked out about Drake releasing new music. So they were trying to win this big battle.
Recall, we previously reported that there was some speculation on whether or not Kanye was going to release this album on the same day as his rival Drake this coming Friday.
This is a great war.
Representatives for...
We needed a war. The Afghan just ended. And so has this podcast.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.